Church, it's a privilege to be with you this evening. We're so glad you could join us for this Monday evening, Monday-Thursday service. If you have your copies of the scriptures, I would invite you to join along with me as we read from the book of Luke, chapter 23, starting with verse 32 and 33. And then continuing with verses 39 through 43. Again, Luke chapter 23, verses 32 and 33, and then 39 through 43. Hear the very words of the living God. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And then verse 39. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Would you pray with me, church? Father, Lord, you have the words of eternal life, sweeter than honey, more valuable than gold. Holy Spirit, would you tune our hearts to the good news, the gospel, the word of the cross? And it's in your name that we pray this, Lord Jesus. Amen. My name is Steve Thompson. I serve as one of the elders here at La Crescent Evangelical Free Church. And again, it's a privilege to have you join in with this service for Monday, Thursday. And the title of the message for tonight is The Cross of Jesus, Death Defeated, Life Victorious. Three, that's the number of the men that died that day on a cross at Golgotha, called the place of the skull. One man was dying because of sin. One man was dying to be rid of sin. One man, the Lord Jesus Christ, was dying to be the victor over sin. Yes, Jesus was dying in agony, suffering, and sorrow, just like the other two criminals on either side of him. As a result of Jesus' death, mercy triumphed over judgment. Grace abounded more than sin. That's the gospel, the word of the cross. So the cross isn't just pieces of wood. It's the good news message that Christ died to be the victor over sin. Sin and death defeated, life victorious. So on one side of Jesus, there was a man dying because of sin. In fact, he railed at the Lord in agony, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." This man looked to Jesus with an unrepentant, hard, stone cold heart. This man was dead in his sins. He had no merit, no favor, no reason that God would save him. He was under a sentence of condemnation. He was hell-bound and separated by his sin from God. He was being punished not only by man, but by God himself. In fact, Scripture states that anyone hanged on a tree is under God's curse. All of us can relate to that man, whether it be in the past or the present. I certainly can. Before God saved me, I was dead because of my sin and was dead to Christ. A criminal, guilty of my crimes and a follower of Satan, a child of wrath like the rest of mankind. Sin was unforgiven. And if there is no forgiveness of sin, eternal weeping and gnashing of teeth awaits in hell, where there will be conscious torment forever. That's what it means to be dead in sin. That's who I was before Christ. That was the man on one side of Jesus who was dying because of sin. On the other side of Jesus, there was also a man dying a painful death on a cross. This man was also dead in his sins. He had no merit, no favor, no reason that God would save him. In fact, if we look closely at Scripture, it states that both of the criminals crucified with Jesus reviled him, as did the chief priests, scribes, and elders. Here's Mark chapter 15, verse 32. Mark chapter 15, verse 32. "Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. Had this man not railed at the Christ with an unrepentant, stone-cold heart? Was he not guilty of his crimes? Wasn't this man also under God's curse? Wasn't he also under a death sentence of condemnation and punishment? Yes, to all of those. So what's the difference maker? The difference maker is God Himself. Only God, in the work of the Holy Spirit, changes a stone-cold heart to a heart of flesh. Only by God's grace and mercy was there an awakening of this man to who Jesus is and an acknowledgement of his sin. Mercy triumphed over judgment. Grace abounded more than sin. Can you relate to that man? I certainly can. And I'm sure many of you can too. Because I am now dying to be rid of sin. I am now alive in Christ. I'm now a former criminal. My crimes were forgiven because Jesus exchanged his righteousness for my unrighteousness. I'm a child of God only by his grace and mercy. Sin cleansed by Jesus' precious blood through faith alone in Him. Here's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Listen closely. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." That's what it means to be alive in Christ. That's who I am now in Christ. That was the man on one side of Jesus who is dying to be rid of sin. And then the other man, the Lord Jesus Christ, was dying on the cross to be the victor over sin. Yes, Jesus, the Son of God, sinless and perfect in every way, yet he was hanged on a cross. Scripture says he became a criminal and a curse for us. He willingly received punishment for our sin as appointed by God. His humility and obedience were evident in his suffering, even to the point of death, even death on a cross. According to an ancient Near East custom, a nail driven through a record of debt acknowledged full payment of the debt. Jesus willingly paid in full an insurmountable sin debt owed to God when he was nailed to the cross. Here's really good news, church. Death and sin were defeated. Death and sin were arrested, stopped. Life and hope were victorious, new, redeemed. That's the good news message. That's the gospel, the word of the cross. Isn't it a wonderful mystery that Jesus, the man that died to be the victor over sins, would condescend to rebels and outlaws like us? Yes, us. None of us may be a murderer or a robber. However, we're more like the two criminals crucified on either side of Jesus than we'd like to admit. We're all sinners. We're all in need of the Savior, Jesus. who die to be the victor over sin. And sin is deadly. The coronavirus, COVID-19, is a lot like sin. If met with complacency or left untreated, a catastrophe is certain. Consider the turmoil, chaos, and despair that COVID-19 has caused throughout the world. How would the three men on the cross reacted to COVID-19? How have you and I reacted? Has it been with fear and panic or with faith and hope? When fear and panic paralyze us, we need to turn to the only hope. We need to turn our eyes upon Jesus. Remember the man who was dying to be rid of sin? He turned to Jesus in faith and hope. And even though the man died, Jesus promised, "Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Have you turned the eye of faith toward Jesus? Have you received the good news of God's grace and mercy in Christ as the only cure for sin? If not, you can do that now. There's no guarantee you'll be on this earth the rest of today, much less tomorrow. Perhaps today God will awaken you to His grace and mercy in Christ. Perhaps today you will be another former criminal that's dying to be rid of sin and made alive in Christ. Would that be you? And if that is you, be amazed, astonished, and joyful. What a privilege, a blessing, and an assurance it is to know Jesus as the one we can turn to. In Him, there is comfort knowing that He will never leave us. Through Him, there is peace with God. By Him, there is security, knowing that He bears all our sins and sorrows. Listen to the gracious and merciful words of the Lord Jesus spoken on the cross, which must have been good news to the man who was dying to be rid of sin. Here's Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Luke 23, verse 43. And He said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So in conclusion, on that day at Golgotha, God gave His everything for our nothing. Think about that. In the cross of Jesus, God gave His everything for our nothing. Mercy triumphed over judgment. Grace abounded more than sin. Remember, the cross of Jesus, sin and death defeated, life victorious. Here's one last verse to take a look at before we prepare to take communion at the table of the Lord. Listen to these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57. And let this good news of God's word, by the way, the word of the cross, be a prayer of thanksgiving, a song of praise, and the foundation of a life that's been set free from the debt of sin and the penalty of death. Scripture says, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Church, let's pray. Father, You tell us that in Your word, that the word of the cross is foolishness. It's folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Power over sin and death. Power through prayer. Yes, Lord Jesus, you are all we have in the midst of this world of chaos and despair. Indeed, in you alone, mercy triumphed over judgment. Grace abounded over sin. Oh, how we need you. Oh, how we love you as your church. You are the only Savior. Humble us, guard us, guide us to share the word of the cross that sin and death were defeated. Life is victorious. It's in your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.